Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, feedback from your directs. What to say? Part one. Here we go. Okay. It happens to folks all the time. It happens to managers all the time. Matter of fact, it even happens to you.
Yeah.
Somebody comes up who's not your boss and says, can I give you some feedback? What do you do?
Yeah, in my case, I was teaching the feedback model to a bunch of CEOs at a conference, and I'd made it totally clear that it was a manager tool. It was, the model was only for managers to directs. And I finished the talk and the MC says in front of everybody, can I give you some feedback? And then, of course, he totally mangles the model. He totally messes it up.
Of course.
Now, usually when I talk, they're trying to give me positive feedback, and they think it's novel to use the model. And that's a weird situation, obviously. And of course, they do it in front of a group, which is really bad. But yeah, I mean, we get this question all the time, right? What do you do when one of your directs, obviously my situation under direct, and sometimes I have said, you're not my direct, so no, or you're not my boss, so no, and people don't like that. They really don't like it.
No, they don't. No.
Yeah. So look, what do you do when somebody says, can I give you some feedback? One of your directs says that, and you know it's wrong. And the question is, can you say no? And the answer is, yeah, you sort of can, but sometimes, but really not. And we don't recommend it.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that one. I'm sure we'll get to it.
Yeah, so five steps in the recommendations. First, we're being very specific here. We have to remember that the feedback, when we say feedback in this cast, we mean feedback only in our model, okay? There are other types of ideas and recommendations and suggestions and so on. And those might be okay, but we're talking about what if they try to give you feedback in the model, okay? Number two, we recommend you say yes, actually, but mainly we're saying yes only to be agreeable and avoid the negatives that happen when you say no, and there are a lot of them. Number three, then later you go ahead and tell them why they oughtn't continue giving feedback because, of course, at least in part, it's a manager tool, not a direct tool, okay? The fourth part is, and we've already alluded to this, don't give them negative feedback when they totally mess it up. Don't do that. It just comes across wrong. It's sort of tone deaf. And you can say no. And the one place that we would recommend you say no is if you perceive a direct to be giving you feedback when there's anger involved. If you think you've given a negative feedback, for instance, early on, or they're used to it and they're upset and they're going to give you feedback back, and really it's just a piece of their mind, you can say no and walk away. Because that's just a complete abomination of the model, and nobody has to stand for that.
Now, we ought to make clear here, particularly for those folks who haven't been listening a long time. If you've been listening a long time and you know about our feedback model, then you know this. But we at Manager Tools have a very specific definition of feedback. So when we say here how to respond to feedback, we mean feedback in the Manager Tools way. You know, can I give you some feedback? When you do this, here's what happens. Thank you. Right. And that's what this cast is about. We're not talking about, you know, the Webster's definition of feedback. We're talking about feedback in the Manager Tools model.
Right. And we know that's a little confusing. So let's be clear about the broader sense of the word as well. There's a couple of threads in our forums on the website where folks write in and say, first, or A, Mark and Mike say not to give feedback to your boss. But B, there's a podcast about how to get feedback from your directs. And so let's sort that out a little bit. I get this question all the time. The first thing we need to say is we erred in that cast by suggesting that anyone ought to give feedback of any type, and I say feedback there, of any type to their boss. We kind of misled you unintentionally by calling what someone would give you as their boss feedback if, in fact, you asked for it. Although, I know this is going to confuse people even more, but I have to say it. We never suggested you actually ask for feedback. We called it that, I think, in the title of the show, but we recommended you ask for input and suggestions and guidance, any ideas that you can have to do better. We know for many of you that's a distinction without a difference, but for us, the right word matters in this situation. We don't want anyone ever to give feedback to their boss by using the manager tools feedback model. The model is a manager tool. It's not a universal tool. It's not a direct tool. Okay. It's a misuse of the tool to give your boss feedback in our model. It's the same thing. It would be the same thing as using the interview creation tool to analyze potential mentors that you were going to have, that you're considering. But I want to take that a little bit further. We mean more than that in a general way. We're not just saying that directs don't use our feedback model. We recommend that directs generally keep quiet about the problems they have with their boss's management style. You know, we generally don't recommend you go telling your boss what you like and don't like about his or her management style. Now, look, the reasons we say this, there's thousands of them, okay? But there are two that I think are really important to understand. And one is a function of the artifact of the podcast itself. Folks, remember, our standard for guidance going into a cast is not, could someone use this guidance to their advantage, right? That's not the standard. One of our standards is, could anyone misuse or misunderstand this guidance in a way that would cause them or their directs harm professionally? And those are two different things. And that second standard limits us in some situations. To many young professionals, in our estimation, and look, guys, we don't mean to pick on you because this was true for Mike and I early in our careers, okay? Too many young professionals will use the slimmest of hints, the little smallest little loophole that it might be okay for them to give feedback to their boss, to then give feedback to their boss or to make a bunch of suggestions and end up saying something done. You know, that's just the way it is. Look, the stuff I know now, I cringe at the stuff I was willing to tell my boss when I was young and frankly idiotic. And I didn't know enough to know that what he was doing was right and what I was saying was stupid. Okay. So that's why we say, don't go popping off to your boss. Now, people are always asking me, oh, but my boss is different. I could do it. It's okay, Mark. You don't know. I said, well, okay, look, our guidance is for 90% of the people, 90% of the time, which covers, if you know math, 81% of all management situations. Maybe you're working for a 10% boss. It's possible. And if you want to do that, fine. And we're not going to tell you to. But you're on the ground. You need to make a call. Okay. But don't do it in the feedback model. That's partly what this cast is about. And recognize, you know, if I was in a bad mood, I'd say, don't come crying to me if it doesn't go well, because I've seen too many people think, oh, my boss will. And then even if the boss doesn't punish or look askance at the feedback, when they respond and the direct says, hey, look, I really like you to change this. And the boss goes, hey, thanks, but not going to change it. And the direct feels like they got their feelings hurt because for some reasons, a lot of people think that when they give feedback to their boss, it's somehow an equivalence to the boss giving them guidance. And because they feel that they have to implement their boss's guidance, therefore the boss kind of has to do that with the direct. And the boss says, no, not really. And then the direct says, well, gee, he really didn't want to listen to me. And I guess he's just going to do it his way. And it ends up being a negative for the direct when in fact the boss didn't do a bad job of hearing it. He just didn't do a good job of implementing it because we can't know everything our boss is working with. Okay, now you shouldn't go around telling your directs, you don't understand me. So that's the first thing. And the second thing, folks, I say this a lot, we don't know your boss. Again, this is manager tools. It's not direct tools. Okay, look, you love the model between you and your directs. That's because it is a manager tool. The relationship you have with your directs, from your perspective, ought to be, and in fact is, different than the relationship between you and your boss. How you see your boss is different than how your boss sees you, okay? The model works great between you and your directs, but it won't work with your boss, okay? We don't recommend it because we know it doesn't work. Bosses have power that the model doesn't consider if you're giving feedback upwards. You know, you can use the back of the handle of a screwdriver to hammer in a nail. I've done it, but we don't recommend it. And look, folks, we're afraid your boss will punish you if you have, in his or her mind, the temerity to give them feedback. Look, I wish that wasn't so, but it is so. And there's no sense wishing it's not so just because we have a great new hammer in our toolbox and the world ought to be a good place all the time. The world is a good place, but it's not a good place all the time. You know, Horstmann's Law, embrace reality. And look, we'll always keep saying, no matter how many other experts say they think we ought to have open democratic workplaces, we're always going to keep saying, hey, in the world we live in, bosses have power and that changes things. As simple as that. Okay. Let's go even further on this. I want to take a couple more minutes here. In the cast where we said how to get feedback from your directs, again, a mistake to call it feedback, we made the process by which you as a manager would get input from your directs pretty darn long and not easy to get through. We did that on purpose. We thought most of you would figure out the implication that if your boss doesn't do that, then you oughtn't be giving him suggestions or guidance. You know, in other words, speaking truth to power. But frankly, some of you, based on the comments and questions we get, didn't do that. Now, look, we understand you want to give feedback or guidance or suggestions or information to your boss. Okay, we understand that. But that's part of what makes this topic delicate, the differences between you and your boss and you and your directs and whether or not you give it in the model and so on. So our guidance stands. Don't make suggestions to your boss about how he or she manages. If you want to exempt yourself from that rule, it's your call. And it may, in fact, work for you. But we don't know you or your boss well enough to make that distinction. And look, even if your boss is a manager tools manager and follows our 13-week process and asks for input, we would still say, A, don't give them feedback in our model. Yeah, you could make a suggestion. And B, as our guidance suggests regarding 360 feedback instruments, consider watering down your input and don't assume that anonymity, if in fact they use the start, stop, and continue model, don't assume that anonymity is all-powerful and all-protecting. Okay. So, look, I said all that. It was sort of a long detour. I apologize. All of that caveating allows us to come back to this cast, which is, look, there are times when your directs will give you feedback actually using our model, which hopefully you will agree is ill-advisedly they'll use our model. Hopefully you'll agree by now. But if we were there, of course, we'd bop them on the head and tell them, no, we care about you. We don't want you to commit career stupidity side. Don't do that. Right. But obviously we're not there and they think they're funny or clever or they're angry. And there they go. Boss, can I give you some feedback? And so we have to answer that question.
Okay. So like, we don't want to discourage our folks from talking to us. Right. So if somebody asks you, hey, can I give you some feedback? One of your direct asks you, can I give you some feedback? And we know they shouldn't. But wouldn't saying right. No, for some directs, it could be devastating. I mean, it could absolutely be devastating. So we recommend saying yes, frankly, to be agreeable, right?
Yeah. And I know there's some managers out there go, wait a minute, you told me that my directs could say no anytime they wanted and I had to honor it. I said, yeah, sure. I've said this before. I answer this question 100 times at conferences every year. And that's to an individual. And that's only because somebody didn't ask it, okay, how do I use this with my boss in front of everyone? And I shake my head and wag my finger and say, no. And yeah, the problem is that when you say no, it comes across completely differently than when you say no to your direct than when the direct says no to you, because we're empowering the direct. But you don't need to be empowered in a conversation with your directs. We don't believe terribly much in role power here at Manager Tools as a technique for being effective, but it is available and there are times when we recommend it. But this is not a time where you should invoke, we don't recommend you invoke, oh, I'm the manager, and so I can say no whenever the heck I want. We have to tell directs they can say no whenever they want because they may not believe that. We have to tell them affirmatively, you can. But if we do it, even if they told us we could, it would be seen in situations like this as you just invoking role power, which is not effective. Okay. So the short answer here is to say, yeah, of course, sure. Go ahead. Give me some feedback. Now, look, I know we've already said you're not supposed to give feedback up. And so you say, well, why would I say yes? You know, first of all, you know, if for many of the people who are listening, their directs aren't listening to this. They don't necessarily know it's a manager tool as opposed to a universal tool. So I guess where we're going with that is that our point is that one's response to a situation is often governed by different rules than the other person in that situation, or say a conversation. Look, in everyday life, people believe that if someone is rude to them, then all bets are off, as they say, and it's okay to be rude back. But actually, that's just the opposite of what etiquette, you know, rules of effective etiquette and getting along with other people suggest, okay? The appropriate professional response to someone who is rude is, in fact, to respond with professional dignity and respectfulness. That's what etiquette is. And look, if you're wondering, gee, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't jibe with my personal experiences. Well, yeah, in the modern world, if someone is rude to you, it's okay to be rude back. But the reason for that rule is easy to discern if you ask yourself what would happen to professional discourse over time if the absence of courtesy from one person in a conversation allowed or even caused the recipient to be able to throw away reasonable comportment on their side as well. I mean, God, it'd be
awful.
Cats and dogs. It'd be terrible. So look, even though our directs have violated the rules, okay, and look, I'm not saying it's a big bad rule, but I'm just continuing on with my theme of etiquette and comportment. Even though they violated the rules, we'll do better in the long run to allow their transgression in that moment, rather than insisting on using our rule power. So we just say yes to be polite, to avoid pointing out their error, which even though we may be being polite in pointing out their error, we can't avoid that everything we do with the inherent role power. And so therefore our no would come across very differently as a polite no. It would come across as a command. Don't do what you're about to do. Sadly, look, if we're not careful, if we respond negatively, which would be a hypothetically a correct response in that we allow our directs to say no to us, but we're going to quash their interest in giving us input at other times as well. If we say no, it's just going to be misunderstood in 100 different ways. Okay. Now, all that said, what we've learned here is that often the upwards feedback happens in all kinds of less than ideal ways. Specifically, I want to address anger later. I wish anger was incredibly rare from directs to managers, but it's not. It happens when, right. And they use the feedback tool as a poke against us, and we have to recognize that.
Well, anger is one of them, but I mean, there are other things they do, right? They're less insidious, like asking you in front of others. That happens all the time in some kind of public way.
Yeah. In fact, that one is you know, related to the one that we mentioned that happened to me recently. But look, we're going to assume, but that's not always true. The evidence is not always there, but we're going to assume that if you're listening, you as a manager have not set this example where you would give feedback in front of the people. And in fact, over the years, I've had to say to people at conferences and when we're on site with clients, I've had to say, look, I'm saying this out loud, but feedback is for the private use of an individual. We never give feedback in public. I'm only doing this for training purposes. So please, when you roll out the feedback model, make sure you tell them. I'm saying it out loud so y'all can hear, but it would only be for one person's ears. So we're going to assume that you've made that clear. Assuming that, it would be okay to politely defer. You do that by saying, hey, I'd love some, but how about when it's just you and I? That's generally the rule. Okay. You could do that, but we don't recommend it. We encourage you to consider to say yes then. And remember when we recommend that, you're going to tell them later they oughtn't do it generally, whether they do it in public or not. Use the model to talk to you about performance.
Do you think saying yes, though, in that public forum then sends, let's say your other directs are around, does that send a message somehow subtly that, okay, public feedback is okay? Or do you worry about that at all?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I've had it happen. You say, okay, sure. And you get a look on your face. I've done it before in groups. Again, I'm not the boss, but people see me in a role power situation because I'm standing up and they're sitting down and I'm the presenter and they're there and their boss says they have to be there, whether they want to be there or they're hostages or not. And then somebody else says, hey, yeah. And you say, hey, thanks, appreciate it. And then you say, and look, a lot of times the feedback I get is about how successful the day has been for people. And so they say, this is awesome. They say, can you give us feedback? And they say, yeah, sure. And they say, this is awesome. And I kind of tilt my head and say, well, that's not really feedback, but okay. Hey, look. And then I say, I'll get back on track. Yeah, that's possible. But then I'm going to talk to them individually and say, hey, that's not the way we do it. And look, there's so many parallels. Okay. Feedback is a tool that managers use to directs, just like approving vacation time is. Directs don't approve their boss's vacation time. Just like writing reviews is, directs don't write their boss's review, but managers definitely write their directs' reviews. Just like approving expense reports, managers do that. Directs do not for their bosses. I mean, there are hundreds of things that are only the purview of a manager and not of a direct. And it's part of making the organization work effectively. And I know there are people who are listening and go, I wish it were flatter. You know, unfortunately, the reason most people wish organizations were flatter because the management in the organization sucks. Okay. And that's too bad. And that's why we're doing manager tools. In an organization that's run well, where managers care, where managers really care about the directs and then set a high bar for themselves in terms of their professional leadership and management of the directs, nobody minds that people have role power. They don't mind it at all because the manager's earned it by his ethical, professional, caring, and forceful management and leadership style. I don't mean forceful in terms of negative. I just mean demanding, willing to ask for more because the direct is capable of more. People don't mind seven layers of verticality if, in fact, their bosses are professional and ethical and good people. It's simple. It's because management is so bad that people say, well, I don't like that person having role power. I understand that. So therefore, if we behave professionally, it's okay to use our role power every once in a while. So to your question, yeah, I worry about it a little. And you might get 2 minutes of people saying, well, I want to do it. And I might say at that point, hey, guys, look, I said yes to Robert and it was good. Thank you, Robert. It's very nice. And I do this with a smile on my face. Hopefully it's coming across now. And unfortunately, look, feedback's not supposed to be given in front of everybody. And so let's kind of cool that. And if you have some comments or suggestions for me individually, I'll be happy to hear them later.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, but again, we encourage you saying yes, even in front of a whole group. Now, look, another thing. If they do give negative feedback, after you say yes, since this cast is about what to say, there is a stumbling block at step four. If they do it right, and trust me, they won't, they're going to ask, can you do that?
If they knew how to do it right, they wouldn't be asking you in public.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Thank you. I should somewhere in the cast, I should have had that line. And that's the perfect line. If they knew how to do it right, they wouldn't be doing it at all because they would understand. But okay. But you know, people get carried away. People want to take a cheap shot sometimes, whatever. And so at this point, in step four, when they say, can you do that differently, we recommend you not say yes here. Again, we can go back to role power and talking about this is not a direct tool. We won't. Okay. Our recommendation is you say, hey, thanks. I'll take it under advisement, or hey, I'll do my best. Thanks a lot. And look, guys, this is verbally a bit of a dodge, but there's only so far we can go with what amounts to a bad idea. We're trying to be polite. Okay. We're being professionally polite to elide, to let the moment slide by, so to speak. But politeness doesn't require us to lie, unless it was a social light, white lie, like the peas were wonderful, Mrs. Johnson. We don't have to say yes, although you could say yes if you want to say it in the broadest sense, which is, can you do that differently? And the answer is yes, I could do that differently, when in fact you have no intention of doing so. So I'll do my best, or I'll take that under advisement, or hey, I appreciate the input. Thanks, I'll do my best. That's what we recommend you say.
Thanks, everyone. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you here again next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.